Layer an Amen style dub siren for smoky warehouse vibes in Ableton Live 12. Advanced workflow, proper drum and bass context. Let's build a siren that sits around the Amen, not on top of it, and we're going to do it with three layers that each have a job. Before we touch any synths, set the scene. Put your project at 170 to 174 BPM. Get an Amen or Amen style break looping, even a placeholder, and group your drums into a drum bus so you can sidechain cleanly. The whole goal is this: the siren should hit the gaps and ride the groove, while the kick and snare still feel like they own the room. Now create a new MIDI track and name it DUB Siren. Drop an instrument rack on it. Open the chains and make three chains. Name them a core, B air, and C grit. Think of these less like three separate sounds and more like one bus instrument with three personalities: message, atmosphere, and texture. Let's build layer A, the core siren. This is the one that must read on small speakers, must be monosafe, and must not turn into harsh, fizzy pain when you open the filter. In layer A, load operator. Keep it simple. Use only oscillator A. Start with a sine wave, or triangle if you want a little more harmonic content. Keep your playable range around C3 to E3 to start. Then turn on glide or portamento, somewhere around 60 to 120 milliseconds. That glide is a big part of the siren attitude, because it makes notes smear into each other like you're riding a real control knob. Now add subtle pitch movement inside operator. Use operator's LFO to pitch. Keep it small, like 10 to 25 cents, and tempo sync the rate around an eighth note to a quarter note. Sine shape. You're not doing a wobble bass here. You're doing that uneasy, alive siren drift. After operator, add auto filter. Set it to band pass. This is the big it sounds like a real siren move, because sirens are basically band limited and resonant by nature. Set the frequency somewhere between 900 Hz and 2.2K, and set resonance around 25 to 45%. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Keep the envelope basically off so the tone stays stable. Then add saturator for presence. Soft sine or analog clip are great choices. Drive somewhere like 3 to 8 dB, and compensate your output. As a target, you want this chain to peak roughly around minus 12 to minus 9 dB before any bus processing. That gives you headroom when all three layers stack. Add EQ 8 next. High pass it aggressively. 150 to 250 Hz, 24 dB per octave. Sirens feel big, but that low end is not yours in drum and bass. That's kick and sub territory. If the siren fights the snare crack, dip gently around 2.5 to 4.5K. And if it needs that telephone speaks through the mix vibe, a tiny boost around 1.2K can help. And last in the chain for now, add a compressor, but don't set sidechain yet. We'll do ducking later. Cool. That's layer A. It's the message. Keep it centered and reliable. Now layer B, the warehouse air. This is your smoke, your haze. The big room feeling that this is happening in a concrete box at 3 a.m. Layer. It's wide, but it should not be sharp. On layer B, load wave eatable. Use basic shapes and push it toward a sawish shape so it has harmonics for the reverb to grab. Turn on unison, 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low. We want width and density, not a super saw-y. Then low pass it somewhere around 6 to 10k so it doesn't spit fizzy highs into your cymbals. After that, add chorus ensemble. Try ensemble mode. Keep it slow. Rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Depth around 25 to 45%. Mix around 25 to 40. This is instant warehouse width without having to overthink it. Then add hybrid reverb. Plate or room both work. Set decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Predelay around 15 to 35 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't immediately smear the front edge of the sound. Inside the reverb EQ, cut lows around 300 to 500 Hz and cut highs around 6 to 9K. Mix around 15 to 30%. Remember, it's a layer, not a wash. After the reverb, add oil filter as a gentle low pass, around 4 to 7K, to keep it out of the break spite. Then utility, and set width around 130 to 170%. If you've got anything low lingering, either mono the bass area or just rely on the earlier high pass behavior. The idea is, wide smoke, not wide mud. One coach note here, keep the stereo smart wide, not always wide. Later, you can automate that utility width to tighten during dense drum moments. Wide moments feel bigger when they contrast with tighter moments. Now layer C, the resampled grit. This is where it stops sounding like a clean synth and starts sounding like it's been through a sound system, a dodgy mixer, and 100 reloads. Best practice is to resample your own siren first. So create a new audio track named Siren Resample. Set its input to resample the DUB siren track, or even the master if that's easier, and record 8 to 16 bars of you playing the siren and moving a couple parameters. Don't overperform it, just get usable movement. Then drag that recorded audio into Simpler on layer C. Set Simpler to Classic or One Shot depending on how you want to trigger it. Turn Warp on. If it's pitchy material, Complex or Complex Pro can help, but keep an ear on artifacts. Now add Pitch Drift. Easiest way, use clip envelopes on the audio you recorded before it hits Simpler, or modulation if you're chopping it. Tiny moves are enough. Plus or minus 10 to 30 cents over a bar. This gives that tape ragged instability. After Simpler, add Redux, but be gentle. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.0. Bit reduction minimal, like 0 to 2. Dry slash wet 5 to 15%. You're not making 8-bit chiptune, you're scuffing the edges. Then add Roar, because Live 12 gives you a very modern way to add system grime. Pick a style like tube, bass, or noise, whichever gives you growl without fizz. Drive maybe 10 to 30%. Keep the tone slightly dark. And here's the movement trick. Assign an LFO inside Roar to drive or the filter, slow and steady. That makes it feel like unstable hardware rather than a static distortion. Then auto-filter, bandpass again, around 700 Hz to 1.8K, with a bit of resonance and maybe a touch of drive. Finish with EQ8 and hard band limit if needed. A really effective cabinet realism move is to high-pass around 250 to 400 Hz and low-pass around 3.5 to 6K, so it sits like a system horn rather than a synth lead. At this point you have the three layers. Now we're going to make it playable and fast to arrange. Go to the rack macros. Map siren tone to layer A's auto filter frequency, and also to layer C's band pass frequency. That way, one macro shifts the whole siren station, like you're scanning across bands. Map wobble rate to operator's pitch LFO rate in layer A, and to roar's LFO rate in layer C if you set one up. This gives you a single energy dial. Map dir to saturator drive in layer A, roar drive in layer C, and a tiny amount of redux mix. Keep the ranges safe. This is a major advanced workflow concept. Range discipline. You want to turn the macro to 80% and still be in usable, mixable territory, not instant pain. Map space to hybrid reverb mix in layer B, and optionally a small range of decay. Keep the decay range small, so you don't accidentally jump from a plate to a cathedral. Map width to the utility width in layer B, and map duck to your sidechain amount. You can do that by mapping to the compressor threshold, or to a rack macro controlling a compressor's sidechain behavior. The exact mapping depends on how you like to duck, but the macro goal is the same, one knob to make it breathe harder. Now let's do sidechain ducking. You've got two main choices. Classic way, put a compressor on the DUB siren track after the rack. This is usually the cleanest, because you duck the whole composite sound together. Turn on sidechain, choose your kick or your drum bus as input. Ratio 4:1 up to 8:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds so it reacts quickly. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, then tune it to the groove. Here's the teacher tip, sidechain shape matters more than amount. If it feels like the siren is getting punched and disappearing, lengthen the release so the tail returns between snare hits. At 170 to 174 BPM, release values that feel like an eighth note bounce often land around 90 to 140 milliseconds, but always tune by ear. Set the threshold so you get about 3 to 7 dB of gain reduction on hits. That's enough to make room without turning it into a pump effect, unless you want it to pump. Second option, use a gate sidechain from a snare or a ghost trigger pattern for rhythmic on-off siren chops. This is super jungle. If you want that, create a ghost trigger track with a rimshot or closed hat playing a syncopated pattern, and sidechain a gate on the siren from that track. Now your siren becomes part of the drum programming, almost like an extra percussion voice. Next, we're going to unify the rack so automation doesn't cause surprise peaks. Treat the siren like a bus instrument. After the instrument rack on the DUB siren track, add a post-rack chain, EQ8 for surgical fixes, then glue compressor doing just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, then a very light saturator, and then a limiter with a ceiling at minus 1 dB just catching spikes. This keeps things controlled when layer B's reverb and layer C's grit jump out at the same time. Also, gain stage properly. Put a utility at the end of each chain inside the rack and set each one around minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Then blend by ear. This is boring, but it's the difference between fun to automate and why is everything clipping when I move one knob. Now let's talk arrangement, because a dub siren that runs constantly is basically anti-groove. In drum and bass, you use it like punctuation. In the intro, first 16 bars, use mostly the air layer. High pass it, give it lots of space, and slowly automate siren tone upward like a haze rising. In the pre-drop, last 4 bars, bring in layer A and maybe a touch of layer C as a call. Then cut it hard. Silence creates hype. Don't be afraid of a full stop. On the drop, first 16 bars, think short phrases. Quarter note to 1 bar max, placed in gaps. The siren answers the amen. It doesn't talk over it. Every 16 bars, do a little lift. Increase wobble rate slightly, open siren tone, add a touch of dirt, then reset back to baseline. That reset is what keeps the drop from feeling flat. And for breakdowns, the combo of resampled layer C plus long air tails is instant warehouse atmosphere. If you want to level up transitions, kill the dry siren at the end of a phrase, but leave the reverb tail ringing, then filter that return down over 1 bar. It's like the room collapses into the next section. 2 advanced workflow upgrades if you want to work faster in Live 12. First, macro variations. Create 3 to 5 variations that are mix safe. For example, intro smoke with harder high pass, wide air, low dirt, drop answer with tighter width, stronger duck, and a brighter band pass. System grime with more roar and redux, darker tone, shorter reverb. Then instead of drawing 8 automation lanes, you automate variation changes at section boundaries. That's how you keep control when the track gets busy.